had this idea to try to narrate what I'm thinking and feeling out loud as I'm trying to make a piece of art. And this time I'm using a bunch of bendable metal, different gauges, different lengths, and really just trying to make something that is interesting, but while not trying to think consciously about what I'm doing, just kind of improvise with the materials and see what the materials show me as I'm working with them. So I've been making these objects with metal, or I've been making objects with metal for a couple weeks, and I've been really struck with how it feels to be doing this practice in comparison to other creative
pliers,
like, for instance, starting with a thicker gauge metal, and I'm just kind of, it's wound into like a coil, so I'm just unwinding it, but also I'm trying to make it as straight as I can make it. It's a little frustrating because when you're trying to straighten this thing, I'm feeling it with the tips of my fingers and sometimes with my hand, and it's just not going where I want it to go, so I'm just kind of trying to bend it, but also just trying to see what this object lets me do with it. Ow, I just poked my hand with it. That hurt. I'm gonna make a base for this thing. So I have an idea for a base that I'm gonna try. I don't know if it's gonna work, but all right, so cut another piece. And I'm thinking that, okay, this might work. I'm bending one giant piece of metal around another right now. And, all right, I think this will work as a base. Does this work? So I'm trying to get this to stand up right now. It doesn't work. Okay, so I'm gonna have to try something different. So that's what I'm finding a lot with this process, is that I think something will work, and then I try to do it, and it just doesn't turn out how I think it's gonna turn out. So right now I'm like reshaping this larger piece that I said, like really just feeling the metal constantly and seeing what this thing will let me do with it. Because ultimately, it's up to the metal, really, what it will allow me to do. Okay, I'm bending it still more. And now it's standing up. Okay, that's cool. So this is a lot different than how I envisioned it, but once I have started actually working with the material, I see what works, and that's different, but that is also cool because it stands up, and that's what I want it to do. So I have this very, 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 very thin wire, and made this a sculpture thing yesterday, where I wrapped a bunch of wire around something, and I thought it looked terrible, and then I came back to it a while later, and I maybe the light was on it differently or something, I don't know, or I'd just forgotten about it and just left it, and came back, and it looked like something to me. It looked like this thing I'd made somehow represented the way two people behave in conversation, and I definitely was not thinking that when I was doing it. I was literally just bending a bunch of stuff together. And when I came back, I was struck by this this thing actually looking like it represented something, which definitely was not thinking that when I was doing it. This wire is a mess. Wow. This is just a disaster. Like, by cutting it. But anyway, no, I think it was really fascinating yesterday how I was just doing something, like, really just feeling it out and improvising, and then I came back to it a few hours later, and it was saying something to me about what I was trying to do, even though I know I was not trying to do that. Oh, I think I almost did. All right, guess what? I'm gonna just make an end out of this. There we go. Okay, so I took and I cut it. And so this is all to say that right now I'm really into the way this wrapping a very small wire around these very big wires looks, and was influenced by this unexpected discovery of that aesthetic yesterday. And I've never worked with any of this stuff before. So I don't know what really don't know what to expect from this at all. Just kind of doing it, and it might look crappy. I don't really care at this point right now. I'm just really doing it just for the, you know, the adventure of doing it, I guess. All right, and so I'm starting to... And I started wrapping one way, and now I'm doing it another, because as I'm wrapping, I'm discovering which way works better. And as I'm wrapping the wire around these two antenna-like shapes, the antennas are getting pulled together, and that's not... I didn't expect that. That's kind of cool. Ow. I stabbed myself again with this wire. Is this thing gonna stand up? Yeah. Oh, I made it stand up, and it's definitely different than... It looks way different than how I started it, which is... That's kind of cool when that happens. That's the neat thing about this metal, is that when you start working with it, you think you're going to get one thing, and then all of a sudden something happens, and something else materializes, and you're just kind of going with that. Going with that over and over again, really, just over and over again and over again. It's really just what is this material gonna let you do, you know? And then also, I have no idea what I'm doing, and just I don't have anything in mind right now, except for just feeling the material in my hands and letting something happen. And that's a cool feeling. Okay, I think I'm gonna stop recording for now, but I hope that was interesting to kind of listen to me talk through what I'm thinking as I'm doing, because that's really what I'm trying to do here. And as I'm talking this thing over, as I'm trying to wrap this up, I'm looking at this object that I built, and I'm gonna try to do something else once I press stop. But I was just trying to talk through what it is I'm thinking as I'm trying to mold this thing into something that looks cool. So thanks for listening.